Episode 1, The Smokers. Debs is 19. She's been let down by everybody in her life, and recently things have gone from bad to worse. When Debs signs up to learn beekeeping as a last-ditch attempt to get her life back on track, she meets Yegane, an Iranian refugee who is also disillusioned and struggling to find her place in a new country. As Debs becomes more skilled and confident under Yegane's expert watch, an unlikely friendship develops between the two women. The script was originally written for stage by Fiona Harper and subsequently produced as a piece of audio theatre.
Act 1, Scene 1. Lights up on a dreary, overgrown and heavily littered churchyard. It is, in fact, barely recognisable as a churchyard. There's a dominant stone wall enclosing the space with the words Namaste, motherfuckers, spray-painted onto it in fluorescent pink. The grass is thick and growing in clumps, except where there are scorch marks. The shrubbery is dark. A heavy Cotone aster is taking over. The plants have not been tended to in a long time, perhaps years. Gorse and dandelions abound. There's a rusting oil drum which has been used as a fire pit. A woman in her early 50s, dressed practically in a large dark anorak, with a black beanie pulled low on her head, picks discarded beer cans and plastic cider bottles out of the bushes and dumps them into a bin bag. This is Yegane. Enter Debs, a young woman in her late teens. She's wearing an oversized pink fluffy coat, tight trousers, hoop earrings, and bright white trainers. She's carrying a handful of papers tightly in both hands, as if it were an instruction manual.
Adet sent me over from the...
You're late.
Not much. Okay, yeah. I couldn't find the place. Is this it? Is this where we're doing it?
This is it.
Bit of a shit tip?
Excuse me?
Creepy AF.
It's all I could get.
So, let's do this. Where are they?
They're not here yet. They won't be here for a while. What's this AF?
As fuck.
Who came up with that?
I don't know. Everyone.
The unborn will look back on us with shame. Here, take this.
Yegane hands Debs a bin bag.
What do I do with this?
Use your florid imagination.
Don't tell me... Nah, come on. This isn't what I signed up for. I'm not doing that.
You're not doing that? Why? You have somewhere else to be? A social calendar bulging with engagements?
My shoes and... My new coat's gonna get fucked.
Take it off.
And put it where?
1,000 forgive me's. We lack a cloakroom facility.
It'll get mud on.
Put it on the bag.
Debs takes off the pink fluffy coat to reveal a thin t-shirt with the words, Wake me up when it's over, on the front. She places her fluffy coat carefully into a bin bag.
Put these on.
Yegane throws Debs a pair of marigolds. She pulls them on and makes jazz hands.
Take me to your leader.
More appropriate clothing next time. No fluffy coats, no jewellery, proper shoes.
Reason.
Nothing you care about.
This is what I wear. I wear what I wear. Christ, it's cold.
What you wear is not right. You need a sweater. Odette should have told you this.
All she said was outdoors... Something, something.
Yes, outdoor clothes, warm clothes, waterproofs, things to work in next time. If there is a next time.
Why wouldn't there be a next time?
Your nails tell me you may not have thought this through. You can't even dress yourself properly.
You judge people on their nails, do you? Their lack of sweaters?
I don't judge. I examine the evidence.
Sounds judgy.
How a person chooses to present themselves. If you dress like a bonbon, you will act like a bonbon.
A bonbon? What the fuck's a bonbon?
None of you people care, and no swearing.
You people?
You sign up, do one day, don't come back.
I came straight here.
Unreliable, late, chaotic.
Not wearing their fucking sweaters.
Swearing. Want it all handed to you. No continuity.
I didn't have time to change.
Start filling a bag.
I'm not you people.
Yegone, what are you doing? What am I doing?
I'll be here. I'll wear the clothes. I'll bring a hoodie.
Yegone silently returns to the removal of the beer cans.
Help me with the litter.
Debs begins to furiously stuff litter into the bin bag.
Not you people.
She picks up a beer can and accidentally sloshes some dregs over herself.
Ugh, fuck me. That stinks.
No swearing.
You had people here before then?
Four. Three boys and an older man.
What happened?
They were lacking in ambition.
They didn't like you, did they?
They seemed unfamiliar with the concept of work.
Did you make them pick up beer cans?
Yes, I did. I asked them to pick up beer cans, dig out weeds, cut the grass. I asked them to clean away Namaste, Mother... that.
And how'd that go?
We could be done. It could be done by now. Standing around, smoking, doing nothing.
Now you're left with little old me.
Right.
Well, maybe you should have been a bit nicer, a bit more fucking friendly.
More friendly? Is that what you advise?
Yeah.
What age are you?
19.
What is your name?
Deborah. Debs.
Deborah, whose weapon was her tongue. Interesting.
It's actually Emily, but there were five Emilys in my class at school, so I went with my middle name, which is...
Deborah, like a biblical warrior prophetess.
Nah, Deborah like Deborah Harry, Blondie. You know Blondie?
No. What's my name?
Dunno, can't say it. How do you say it?
My name is Yegone.
Yegone. Okay.
I am 52 years old. I could be your grandmother.
If she wasn't dead.
Deborah, listen. I have a plan for all this. Do you have a plan?
What do you mean?
Do you have a plan? What do you want to achieve today, tomorrow, in your life?
Don't know exactly.
Well, I do. I have a plan. I know what I want to achieve. I tried friendly. I tried unfriendly. Humble, aggressive, meek, all of it. I tried all of it to get this garden, this shit tip, as you call it. Do you know what else I had to do?
What?
Speak at length with the local authority. And do you know what they made me do?
What?
A risk assessment.
Fuck.
You can't even imagine. But here we are, and this is it. From now on, women only.
Bonbons at the ready.
Deborah, we must endeavor to create a beautiful and calming environment, flowering with abundance. Habitat is of utmost importance. There is much work to do to prepare the space for their arrival. If the garden protects, nurtures, provides, they will succeed. We will succeed.
Fine. Sort shit out to move forward, to be better. I get that.
We are beginning to speak to one another.
Out with the old, in with the new.
Let us begin again.
I'll start over here.
They begin the litter picking again.
I do have a sort of plan.
Yes?
I mean, it's not a master plan or anything.
What? What is it?
I'm gonna make this work.
Right.
I have to.
I understand.
Adette says if I finish the course, she'll give me a reference.
Yes, that's good.
She says it'll make me irresistible to employers.
Really?
Yeah, then I can get a job.
A job is a useful thing to have.
Then I won't need to rely on no one but me.
Self-sufficiency is a good ambition.
I'm sick of all of it. I'm relying on me from now on. I'm going to make myself fucking irresistible to employers.
You turn up on time, attend all the sessions, I'll give you a reference too, for what it's worth.
That's two.
Must count for something.
In fairness, you did put that on the first page of the handout. The preliminaries, preparation of the space.
Thank you.
You know what?
What?
Nobody reads handouts.
You did?
Yeah, suppose so. I had to look up preliminaries.
Debs and Yegane return silently to the litter picking.
I might turn out to be fucking amazing.
That remains to be seen.
Oh, you'll see, all right. And once you see me, you won't be able to unsee me.
That sounds extraordinarily sinister. Stop chattering nonsense and get on.
Fine. Whatever.
Act 1, Scene 2. Lights up on the churchyard. It's raining. You can hear the soft patter of drizzle on leaves. Debs is there alone. She's swapped her pink fluffy coat for a rather limp-looking cagoule and a pair of Doc Martin boots. She's still wearing the earrings. Two enormous bags of rubbish have burst and are strewn all over the bushes and vegetation. Microwave meal cartons, plastic Coke bottles, nappies, some broken planks and wooden pallets. She takes out a torn, wet Tesco's bag and starts picking up some rubbish into it. Enter Yegane, carrying a blue IKEA bag with some gardening tools sticking out.
Hey, boy, what happened?
Fly tipping.
Just when we were getting somewhere.
Fucking annoying.
Put gloves on.
Yegane chucks Debs the marigolds from the IKEA bag.
We need to get you better gloves. Take care for anything sharp.
Are you impressed?
No.
I was here before you.
Would you like a medal?
And I'm wearing a sweater and a condom.
What?
This horrible anorak.
Good for you.
Trust, seriously, me in this anorak. Pfft, you don't even know.
And the nails?
Gels, fret not, can take a battering.
I'm not worried about... Never mind. Look at this place.
I told you, I'm not you people.
Do stop talking.
What's got up your nose?
Fly tipping.
Fair enough, sucks a big one.
Deborah, this sucking thing is very crass, and the swearing, this is also getting up my nose.
I'll stop swearing if you cheer up.
Do I need to remind you that I am the professional? I am the course leader. I don't negotiate conditionals around your behavior.
Cheer up! No point crying over spilt milk.
And don't use idioms. The meanings are impenetrable.
What's idioms?
No point crying for milk or what you said. You are terribly distracting. Do what I ask. Tidy up.
I was already. No point crying over spilled milk.
Deborah, I give the instructions. You follow the instructions.
Fine. God.
The instructions are stop swearing and clean up.
Aye, aye, professional instructor.
Don't talk back.
Got it. No talking back, no swearing, no idioms.
If it's not too much trouble.
Absolutely none whatsoever.
And no sarcasm.
Can't say nothing.
Preferably.
Deb starts picking litter again.
See?
See what?
I'm actually getting better. I'm impressed with myself. Didn't even tell you to fuck off.
Deborah.
What? I didn't. I'm here to learn.
Good.
To learn everything about bees, you know?
I know.
So, tell me something about bees?
I'll tell you something about bees. If we don't get the garden cleared, there will be no bees. We need to get the ground leveled out, cut back these big poisonous shrubs, and get some flowering plants in here. We can't have this rubbish everywhere.
We can work and talk.
I can work and talk. Can you work and talk?
I can work and talk.
And listen? Listen and work?
That and all. I'm listening. We can't just pick up dirty nappies and old microwave meals. We gotta talk about bees.
I didn't intend for this fly tip to happen.
No, I mean, it's not on the handout.
As I said, I didn't...
Well, duh.
Sarcasm, first strike.
You weren't to know this town's full of twats. We gotta roll with the punches.
Ugh, more idioms.
It means...
I know what that one means. I'm not too good rolling with punches. I'm not that adaptable. I'm old. It's a challenge. Too many punches. Too much rolling.
Not me. I'm flexible. I'll do whatever.
Whatever?
Yeah, whatever.
Anything? Good or bad?
Pretty much.
That's too flexible.
Why? You want me to do something bad? Yegene, I thought you were a good girl.
You ought not to be so flexible as to do anything.
You just told me to do what you say.
Okay, stop. You are being a contrarian, and it's exhausting. I asked you to follow my instructions. I did not ask you to do any bad thing.
I wouldn't do a bad thing, for the record.
Comforting to hear.
Well, not anymore. Before I might have done a bad thing. You know, if I really wanted someone to like me. Like, if I really wanted you to like me, I'd have done anything for you.
And did people like you? Did you have great success with that strategy?
Nope. Won't be doing that again.
My goodness. Are we having an epiphany?
Maybe. If I knew what the fuck that was, I'd tell you.
A revelation. A light bulb going on.
Oh, right. Yeah, I suppose so. The light bulb's on a dimmer switch, but it is getting brighter.
I've never met anyone so helpful and yet so obstructive.
Told you I was fucking amazing.
Can we just get on? Quietly?
Of course. You'd be surprised how much trouble being helpful can cause.
Be less helpful in the future.
It'll be on my gravestone, that. She was less helpful as she got older.
You want to be the independent woman, don't you? Not relying on anyone?
Yeah, that's what I want.
Well, then, focus. Forget about the past. Focus on now. Focus on this very moment. Be a bee, not a dog.
What do you mean, be a bee, not a dog?
Be a bee. 8,000 years we try to tame, domesticate bees. 8,000 years we steal their honey, steal their wax, treat them like livestock, project our ideas of their purpose onto them. We've been wrong, Deborah, crazy wrong. No matter. We are of such little consequence. Bees are wild and ancient. Bees endure. Bees forge ahead. Bees can never be disarranged or bewildered from their purpose. Bees can never be enslaved. They work and work and work, but bees never work for us. Be a bee, Deborah. Work like a bee. Work for yourself. Work for what you want. That way, no matter what they take from you, they cannot take your purpose. You are beholden to no man. You will always be free. Be a bee, Deborah, not a dog.
The Smokers by Fiona Harper. Debs is played by Sophie Galushian, Yegene by Lana Joffrey, Martin by Lawrence Saunders, and the play is also narrated by Lawrence Saunders. The recording was directed by Emmy Isham and produced by Kate Green. Don't forget to find out what happens next by clicking on the following episode.